Greg. Coming to you live from Dakota Avenue from my little radio hut. Good morning. 68 degrees right now and a few clouds moving around out there. Well, it is Tuesday, which means we got to talk real estate with Steve Dietrich from Action Realty. Good morning.
Good morning, Bill.
You and I kind of sound like Ernest Borgnine today. You got the cold and mine is self-inflicted.
So, yay.
Did you have a good 4th?
Yeah, we did. We were out at the lake and a lot of fireworks were shot off around Otter Tail Lake, I'll tell you, this weekend. So,
but had a good time with the family.
So yes, we did.
That is great to hear. Well, let's talk numbers again because I was asked. It's how we always kick off. Any change?
No, not really. 6%. I just kind of got to hover right around that number, I guess. And I'm not seeing anything that tells us we're going to go down much for a while yet either.
Okay. So. Well, we'll watch it. And someday, I always joke with you, someday you're going to come in here and say, whoa, they really went up or they really went down one way or another. I'm not going to know what else to ask you then.
Yeah, I know. I hope they go down. That's my hope.
So local real estate, too. You've got some good listings out there. Tell us about this.
Well, it's, you know, we've got some out there. Actually, there's not many left. You know, I was just looking at the MLS yesterday, and I think there was 29 listings total in Wahpeton, and about 16 or 17 are the new construction ones out by, you know, Walmart or over here along the tracks. So there isn't much for used housing. There's a few more in Minnesota side, you know, in Breckenridge, than there is in Wahpeton, but... So we're kind of looking for some listings right now. So it might be a good time if you're thinking about selling to check it out and see what might happen.
Come and talk to the pros at Action Realty. So do you guys have anything to do with those new housing tracts out there?
Well, we don't. We're not officially, you know, have hardly any of those listed. I don't even know if we have one of the brand new ones. You know, they're pretty much tied out of the Fargo Realtor group, but they're Fargo builders too, so they like to stay with their own people. And we get it. That's the system. And so we do our best to at least sell them if we can.
Do they have trouble filling those up? Or do they fill up pretty quick? I mean, the more they build?
It's, you know, it runs in spurts right now. A lot of it depends on the employment in town and how safe everybody feels with their jobs. Those are things that happen. You know, the cheaper houses, I think, that they can build are bi-levels. And you know, right now, I'm not so sure that that's the hottest item out there. Most people are kind of liking the Rambler thing again, one-story type of deal. So, you know, you gotta want to have steps, that's for sure.
So were bi-levels big back in the day? I remember everybody, but when that craze caught on, it was like when you were building houses, that's all they seemed to build.
Yep. You know, when I first got in real estate, and I hate to even say that from a long time ago.
That's okay. My phone's been going off all day, too. So we're right in the same club.
Yeah. There were bi-levels like crazy, you know, being built, and everybody seemed to be happy with them. But it just seems like over time, you know, they faded a little bit. People don't like to come in the front door and have to decide what direction to go up or down, you know, And so, you know, that I think that demand has faded a little bit, but at the same time, they still sell when they come on.
And it is kind of a trendy thing, too. I want to mention, you know, as far as real estate goes, you know, the building phase. Like you said, too, you mentioned the Ramblers and everything on one story, too. That kind of goes in phases, too, right?
Yeah, it does. You know, the houses that seem to go the best right now are the slab-on-grades, you know, the one-story home, no basements. And some people, I think, who've had basements in the past have probably maybe had some issues with water, you know, or whatever. And so they've just kind of said the next time around, not going to happen, you know. And so that one-story home without a basement right now is a hot seller.
That is kind of trending now, right?
Yeah, it is.
Okay. And again, speaking of which, and it's a good time to throw this out, with the rains coming in and forecasted right through the weekend, check your sump pumps, please.
Yes, you know, and I will mention it again because my daughter got caught in this one over the weekend. But, you know, they left for a weekend and they don't turn their water off at the meter like I kind of tell people to do. If you're going to leave, turn off at the meter.
Right.
You know, and she came home and their soft water system or whatever blew a gasket and they had water everywhere.
Wow.
And again, if she'd have just flipped off the lever by the water meter. Mm-hmm. that wouldn't happen.
Well, and I was talking to kind of on that subject. I was talking with Jason yesterday, 1-800-WATER-DAMAGE, and he gave me a quiz. He said, where do you suppose mold really grows in your average home? And I said, well, a couple of guesses, under the flooring, you know, whatever kind of flooring you have, under your carpet maybe, or behind things like stoves or refrigerators. He said, those are good guesses. But he said the number one culprit is air conditioning and ductwork. He said, because things condense, things get, you know, and he said that's where he takes his dog in, and they start going around there too and checking that out. So, yeah, again, getting back to it, if you got a sump pump, check it out, because we got more rain moving in.
Yeah, it's a necessary evil, you know, but you just, it's just got to check them and yeah. be more conscious about what you're doing with your water when you're home or not home, and it can save you a lot of money.
So people thinking of buying or selling, good time to do both, Steve, in your opinion?
It actually is, I think. Okay. You know, it's a good time to head on to both of them. And, you know, you got to live with the 6% interest rate right now, but just keep in mind that, you know, if the rates go down in the near future or whatever, you can always go in and refinance that home and get that better rate and go on from there.
Well, and you and I have talked about it, too. That's not the craziest rate you've seen, 6%. You've seen it climb considerably higher.
Well, my very first house I bought, well, granted I'm dating now again, but yeah. that was, you know, back in 78, and I paid 11.5%.
That's the number I thought, yeah.
But at the same time, we weren't paying $200,000 for houses back then either,
that's right.
you know. So that helped offset that a little bit. But now with that higher interest rate and, of course, the higher prices, you know, it does cause some havoc.
All right. Well, Steve, get healthy and have a good rest of the week, okay? We'll talk again next Tuesday.
You do the same.
I will do that. 916, you're the voice of the Valley, AM 1450, KBMW. Good morning.
Well, it's been a long time. Glad to see your face. I knew we'd meet again.